Hello everyone and welcome to Loop. This is an Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church podcast. Here we share messages from our pastor, stories on church ministries, interviews with parishioners, and articles on Catholic topics to ensure you are always in the loop of this lovely faith community. Please subscribe to receive notifications when new episodes are released.
The Rosary, Our Lady's Lasso. There was a priest who once said, "It is no coincidence that rosaries look like lassos, as Our Lady wraps them around lost souls and pulls them out of the depths of hell." This thought is comforting, but provokes inquiry. What exactly is the Rosary, and how does one pray it? And why should one pray it? Since May is the month of Mary, this is a great time to consider the theology behind this intense spiritual weapon. There are two putative origins of the Rosary. For many centuries, it was believed that the Blessed Virgin appeared to Saint Dominic and exhorted him to encourage the use of the angelic salutation, or Hail Mary, for the conversion of souls and comfort of the afflicted. Modern scholarship traces the Rosary back to Irish monasticism of the 9th century. Monks would pray all 150 psalms or psalters every day, a form of prayer too complicated for uneducated lay people without access to copies of scripture. So many began reciting the Lord's Prayer or the angelic salutation in response to each psalm, keeping count with pebbles or a knotted rope. Through many centuries, the Rosary evolved into three sets of five mysteries, each mystery consisting of 10 angelic salutations and one Lord's Prayer recited while meditating upon the life, death, or glory of Jesus Christ. In The Secret of the Rosary, St. Louis de Montfort expounds the dynamics of the Rosary. The prayer consists of both vocal or exterior prayer and meditative or interior prayer. The first vocal component of the Rosary, the Creed, is important because faith is the foundation of all Christian virtues, of all eternal virtues, and also of all prayers that are pleasing to Almighty God. The Lord's Prayer is the perfect prayer to the God of heaven because it was authored by Christ, is free of all human limitations, and contains all the duties we owe to God, the acts of all the virtues, and the petitions for all our spiritual and corporal needs. The Hail Mary blesses the name of Mary and her divine Son, and implores her powerful intercession as mediatrix of graces. But the Rosary is not simply a physical incantation. Vocal prayer is accompanied by contemplation of the mysteries of Christ's life and the virtues of the Virgin Mary. It is by lifting the incorporeal soul in prayer that one quiets the passions, tastes the peace of Christ, marvels at his loving plans and promises, and grows in the desire to emulate him and his sinless mother. Because the soul animates the body, a strengthened soul means nobility of action and a will that is commensurate with the will of God. As St. Louis de Montfort says, the Rosary is a blessed blending of mental and vocal prayer by which we honor and learn to imitate the mysteries and virtues of the life, death, passion, and glory of Jesus and Mary. The Rosary's emphasis on both vocal and meditative prayer caters to man's nature as an embodied soul. One's entire being, both physical and spiritual, cries out to God in praise, repentance, thanksgiving, and supplication. Thus, it is no surprise that the Magisterium and countless saints have encouraged devotion to the Rosary. Pope St. John Paul II said of the prayer, "The Rosary is my favorite prayer, marvelous in its simplicity and its depth." The late pontiff also added five more luminous mysteries to the Rosary to help the faithful meditate upon significant moments in Christ's earthly ministry.
Thank you for listening. This content was brought to you by Our Lady of Lourdes Creative Ministry. We handle social media, podcast creation, photography, videography, graphic design, the website, and all things creative. We are always looking for volunteers to be part of our team. So if you would like to lend your time and talent in any of these areas, or just have questions about your faith, please call the office at 919-861-4600, or you can email us at gadams@ourladyoflordscc.org. God bless you all, and thanks again for staying in the loop.